Alicia became a shameful equation.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's been a long time. This is Silly with the Luligans. My name is Mitch. With me tonight is Brad.
Hello.
And that's it. We're kind of going unplugged here a little bit, a little stripped down.
We're doing some album cuts tonight.
Yeah. Here's a cut off our new album. Kyle is not joining us tonight. He had to work pretty much every night this week, which is good. It means there's a lot of people getting quality tattoos out there.
Yeah, he does mostly tribal and Old English.
And tramp stamps.
Yeah, that's his thing.
Right.
So if you want any of those, you should call Kyle.
And dolphins on your ankle and anything else.
Butterflies.
Right, right. Yeah. So he will not be joining us tonight, which is fine. We'll make do without him. I'll pick up the angry, cynical level a little bit more.
Okay.
See what we can do.
But he will be back.
Oh, he will be back. Yes.
But that leads us to our next point. Steve will not be back.
No, Steve has retired from the podcast.
He's retired.
He is putting all his soccer efforts into the Floodplain Footy website at fpfooty.com.
Mm-hmm. He does not get a gold watch.
No, he does not.
He did not spend enough time with the podcast.
There wasn't even the 5-year plaque.
No. Yep. No. And no severance package either.
No, none at all. In fact, actually, since he quit, he cannot collect unemployment.
Right, yeah. We did not fire him.
No, it was on his own volition.
So he wasn't having fun, which I don't get.
Well, whatever happened to White Walls?
I know. That was fun. That was really fun.
But, yeah, so he has moved on to the website full-time, which is good
not,
for everybody.
He's not persona non grata.
He
will join us from time to time.
Bring us a good news report every now and then.
Yep.
See what we have.
And, I mean, if you see him at the game, don't throw things at him. Well, yep. I mean, unless he's done something.
Don't give him carte blanche to do whatever he wants. He's still a target if he does something.
Right,
like that.
Right.
If he, you know.
But don't hate him because he's no longer with the podcast.
Right, right.
Hate him for his own reasons.
Exactly. But we're okay with that.
Yep.
But just not because of us. We love him. There's always a space on the couch for him.
Yeah, and anytime he wants to come in and interject some white wall humor.
We're here for him.
Yep.
We're here for him. We actually announced this on a prior podcast that we'll probably never see the light of day. We had it at the Scarf Party, which we will talk about in a few minutes, but it got a little out of control.
Yeah, that's part of the reason it's been so long since our last podcast. We did record a long two and a half hour podcast.
In theory.
And it's just...
There's a lot of incoherent rambling in there.
That will not...
We had three guests. We had Rocco... Brown, and off as Mark Gardner, and then it turned out to be Kenny.
Right, so 3.5-4 guests.
Yeah. So that will probably never see the light of day unless we go to some sort of a premium subscription.
Well, yeah, and I'm thinking maybe 30 years from now we might release it, you know, as like a sort of, you know, thank you to all our fans. But right now we figure it's best for everyone involved if that just does not. Well, first of all, it violates all kinds of terms of service uses. I mean, I think iTunes would say no immediately. I mean, really? There's legal issues involved. God,
I wanted to say so many things that would relate to that.
I mean, I'm not even sure
I'm
sure we
shouldn't
even be talking about this now.
We probably shouldn't. Let's move on. We'll let it go. But there's a chance you might hear it later. You probably won't. You might hear bits and pieces. I might be able to cull one segment together out of Rocco.
Maybe.
Who was
That's how you know it was bad. The Rocco segment was the most usable. Yeah. I mean, if I told you, you know, we did a podcast.
He was coherent.
Sort of.
For Rocco.
For Rocco, yeah.
It's a sliding scale.
Right.
Yeah. Moving on.
Yeah, moving on.
But where did we record it? Well, we recorded it at the Scarf Party. Was a big, happy, joyous success for us.
I think so.
We were able to sell over 30 season tickets.
Yep.
The scarves act as your season ticket special, along with a very nice little pass that we're quite proud of. The Lions were incredibly happy with our response with our people.
Yep. Tagine was happy. They sold a lot of beer that morning.
A lot of beer. We want to thank them for their hospitality. It was, once again, a great place to have it. Games were on. They gave us a lot of good support, good service. Jen always taking good care of us.
Yep.
The other waitresses did well, too. I don't remember their names, but thanks to them as well. Thanks for everybody coming down and supporting the
Yep. Had a couple members of the Lions there, and not players.
The staff.
The staff to take some money and meet some people, and that all went really well.
We got a couple pictures of everybody. Didn't quite really fit because of the room, but we'll see if something can be stitched together out of that. But went for lunch to Tagine the other day, and they actually have the picture in their little corkboard on the entryway when you come in.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of respect back and forth, and that's about all there is on that. It was a good time.
Yep. So if you're heading,
first of many.
Yep. If you're heading downtown to watch a game or just hang out, highly recommend Tagine Irish Pub and Bar and Food Grill. Whatever it's called.
How many?
and restaurant pub and trattoria. And restaurante.
Soup and sandwiches and
yes,
more.
Yep. So go there. I like the beer a lot. I did have a sandwich of some sort, but I don't remember that.
That's the most Newcastle I've ever had before 12 o'clock.
It was a lot. And I think they were pleasantly surprised with how much beer we drank for that early in the morning.
Yeah. 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 I had breakfast and lunch there, and
yep.
I was still pretty happy.
Yep.
So, yeah, that was great. We do have some scarves left.
Yeah. We have around 15, might be 14. Again, if you haven't gotten a scarf yet, best way to do it is to come to that first home game on May 22nd and find the tailgate party wherever we are and buy a scarf.
Usually pretty easy to find us. A lot of people wearing Lilligan shirts and a guy in a chicken head hat.
Yep.
Kind of makes it stand out. And come get it.
And, you know, once we get the season going, I think we'll have a regular spot where we hang out before games and all that. So
I imagine so. It's all new to us still.
Yep.
And still working out those kind of kinks with the club. And we'll figure out where we'll be sitting, what we'll be doing. And everybody's happy.
Yep.
That's the best thing about this. And I hate to keep harping on these things every time we do this. This is so damn cool that we got these people that, like, want us around, and they're excited for us.
Definitely.
Sorry, I pulled up there as you were taking a drink
no,
of
that's,
beer.
No, that's fine.
I cued you a little bit better.
No, they're extremely excited. You know, the ownership, the management, the players, everybody I've heard from has been very excited. And when we got there, we'll talk about the pregame or the preseason games later, but I mean, even the staff that was wandering around, they were like, oh, you're the new guys that are coming. They were excited, so.
A reputation precedes us.
Yeah.
Speaking of a reputation preceding us, yes. We'll be heading up to Des Moines this weekend.
Yep.
For a little road trip to root the boys on as they visit the Des Moines Menace.
Yeah.
What a terrible name.
The Phantom Menace. I can't, you know, at some point during the game, they're just going to erupt, where's fucking Jar Jar?
He's a shitty referee.
Bring me the head of Jar Jar Binks.
I mean, Menace. I mean, and it's not even like it's a literal alliteration. I mean, we're, you know, Des Moines Menace.
Right.
No flow.
Right.
No nothing. And they play on a campus that's dry.
Yeah.
It's not really
Yeah, we won't be, you know, 100% on top of our game without alcohol, but we'll have some fun.
And, well, at least we could have the rage of being in cars for a couple hours to really set us off.
Well, and the great thing is, unlike last season where our nearest road trip was Minnesota or Austin, so nobody could make that journey. I mean,
it was a 9-10
logistically,
hour drive.
Right. I mean, it would involve a day off of work or whatever. We're just going to zip on up to Des Moines that day and hopefully make it home that night.
We will. We'll be fine.
Yep.
it's an early enough game that it'll help out. And I'm sure that they have no idea what they're in for up there, too.
No.
Because we've seen pictures of their stands and...
their Red Army.
Kind of lacking.
I think.
In some of the pictures. Yeah.
But,
granted,
again,
it's pictures,
to give,
you don't know.
And to give them the benefit of the doubt, if it is a dry stadium, if there was no alcohol at our games, we'd lose... well, I'm not sure I'd be there, to be real honest with you. No. I mean, we all love soccer, but beer is part of it.
Agreed. Free beer movement represent.
Yep.
But it's going to be interesting because I don't think there's a lot of teams in the PDL that have traveling fans.
No. Not that I know of.
And
Also, big props to the Lions players and the Lions staff. There's about 16 of us heading up there. And we're all getting free tickets. They're going to give us their, each player gets a certain allocation of tickets. They're going to give up their personal tickets to give to the Luligans. So, you know, just another mark that they want us. They're excited about us. And, you know.
And also they want us in case the bus breaks down again and somebody need help.
Now, I'm afraid the bus has been retired.
Really?
Yeah, Jim said they're going to be taking vans instead of the bus.
That's probably a good thing.
Yeah,
can we convert the van to a party station for us?
I think that might be our section.
I think so.
Just park it at the end line.
The Lions have this school bus that has seen better days.
Yep, and they've broken down in it twice this preseason.
When I say seen better days, we're talking about 1945. I mean, it's bad shape. And
I think it's still got a hand crank to start it. No, just...
But it's all the jump seats that fold out.
Yeah, yeah. But they've made two preseason trips with it and broken down twice, so I think they're
done
retiring the van.
When it didn't have a clutch in the off season, that's usually a pretty bad sign.
Yeah.
But no, it's going to be a great road trip, and I think we're going to really kind of put on a show for the Des Moines fans and see. Hopefully, they'll come down and visit us. And
And that's what we want it to be, all in good fun. And,
yes.
You know, we don't, you know, we're not the European ultras or hooligans. You know, obviously we're having fun. We want them to have fun. Preseason games so far, I mean, I think we've kind of showed our sense of humor. We had one preseason game at Wash U that Mitch and I were both at, pouring rain.
We had a pretty good showing. I
oh,
mean,
yeah,
there's
about
15, 20 people there.
You know, rained nonstop, but, you know, we had some fun. We, you know, hollered things. And
what day was it? There was something going on that day, too, wasn't it?
I don't know. It's been a while.
I know. But there. Oh, it was Easter weekend.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Saturday before Easter. Yep.
That's right. So, yeah, it wasn't the most ideal situation for anybody, including the players, but.
Yeah.
It was good to see the guys. We could actually talk about that for a little bit since we brought it up.
Sure.
The game was loosely refereed.
Yeah.
It had a practice feel to it.
Yes. I mean, there was multiple subs. There was, you know, I mean, the Wash U was winding down their spring season.
We're picking up.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was just good to get out there and kick the ball around.
Right.
I believe it ended 3-3.
I believe so, too, as well. Or close to that. Our goalkeeping, we'll start with that.
Victor, yeah.
Victor was fantastic. Very, very much in control of the game at times. Barking out to the defenders who played fairly well.
Yep.
Midfield, not quite as good as the defenders.
Well, and we have to take into account that we've still got kids that are playing spring soccer
for their
colleges who haven't made it in yet. So it's going to take a while, and some of them had just arrived. So it's going to take a while for everybody to kind of gel and get on the same page.
Yeah.
Both the games I've seen have been, sloppy, but that will improve.
I agree. You could tell that the skill is there.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of getting the sense and
knowing where your guy's going to be, and
Yeah, there were some signs of brilliance every so often from the offense. Once they began to stretch out the field a little bit, that seemed to help them a lot more than the early control, but that's a wet surface, and it was a sloppy field.
Yeah, well, and they're playing on field turf, which they normally
skips.
Yeah, they normally practice on grass.
Yeah, it was good. There was a handful of Wash U fans there.
Yeah.
The walrus mustache guy was slightly obnoxious.
But no, we liked it. Get into it. Yeah. I'm glad they were there, and I hope they come out to some Lions games.
And there was a good foot race by the track team going on too as well.
Yeah.
Which was
we heckled them a little bit.
Well, they were slightly homoerotic at times.
Yeah.
The shirtless running in the rain.
Yeah.
He knew what he was doing. He was trying to put on a show.
I think so.
But, you know, when you got Kyle there, it's kind of...
Yeah.
We can make fun of Kyle because he's not here.
Right.
I mean...
Brah.
there was a second preseason game that you started hitting at.
Yep. Mitch did not make that. This one was at Lions Park, Glavin Complex, whatever you want to call it. They were having a youth tournament that whole weekend. So there were lots of people out there, lots of different games going on at the various fields. But we had a good time. We sat in the main stand. They don't have our section ready yet. Don't know when that's going to be. We might be in the main stand to start the season. But we had our banners, and we drank some beer, and we yelled, and all was good.
About how many of us were there?
Again, another 15, 20 people.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because I know there was a few of us missing that, you know.
Yeah.
The ones that weren't there were replaced by others. It wasn't the
same
15 people.
And, it's still preseason. People, you know.
Got things going on.
Right.
It's life.
So, but there was some of the youth teams were there in the stands. A lot of fairly good-sized crowd there. And this one definitely felt more like a game.
That's good.
We were playing the Nashville Metros, who are also in the PDL, different division than us. We had a lot of fun yelling at a couple of their players, and they got it. They were laughing with us. I mean,
that's positive.
Yes, we're getting into their head. We're affecting their game, but it wasn't vitriol. It was, you know,
good natured of the
sport. If we can make their players laugh, they're out of their game.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and if he's looking over to see what we're going to yell at him every time he touches the ball, then we're doing our job.
That's better than getting him angry, actually.
Definitely.
Because some guys can take that anger and turn it around. And
right, right. We're breaking up their concentration. We're, you know, getting in their head a little bit.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, no, it was good. And, I mean, we made the ref, the side judge, laugh a couple times. So, you know, that's good. I mean, that can only get us a call once in a while. But had a very real game feel to it, much tighter on defense than the Wash U practice session was. The bad part was, of course, we lost 1-0 in extra time.
Ooh.
Didn't create a whole lot of offense. But I had the feeling they were kind of more working on their defense, you know. I mean, this is still the preseason.
There was a plan being worked out.
Right. I mean, that's what it looked like to me. So,
well, hey, this is what we want to hear, though. This is the way preseason's supposed to go. It's not supposed to be blowouts, you know, playing Missouri School for the Cripple.
No.
It's supposed to be developmental and getting the game together and rolling. And
yeah, they were working on things, but... So, but it did take shape as a game.
There was no coach running out yelling, be calm.
No. Tony had good control of the guys, and it seemed like after the game, I mean, obviously he wasn't happy they lost, but, I mean, he was, you know, kind of matter of fact, yeah, we did some stuff. We got worked on some stuff, and, you know, glad you guys were here, and keep it up.
And, again, how great is that? We've got a coach / owner happy that we're there. Wants us involved, that's cool. And he's
approachable. Jim, the general manager, he was coaching when the game started, one of the other fields, but he came over and, you know, talked to us during the game and sat behind us in the game. I mean, was laughing. And, you know, I mean, sometimes we get a bad reputation, but we had a couple of little kids there who wanted to bang on the drum. I mean, preschool kids, come on over, bang on the drums. And we got them involved a little bit. And some of the youth teams from Glavin Complex were out there yelling with us. So, yeah, it was a good feeling.
Excellent. This is something for us all to be proud of. I mean, really, it's...
Yeah, we definitely want to involve the fans that were there before.
It's not just the drunken idiots.
No.
It's everybody.
No. And, I mean, yeah, we want everybody to be loud and be into the game.
And it's nice because it's a smaller complex, so it's a little bit more intimate feeling to it. These kind of things do pay off. It's not accidental. We do have to work on chants, though.
We do.
There's no question. I do like the just can't get enough that's been brought up. We'll work on that on our way up to Des Moines, I think.
Yeah. Well, and yeah, that's the thing. I mean, it'll get better as we go along.
Evolution.
Right. But then right after the game, I mean, before I was even in my car, I'd gotten a couple of tweets from players, thanking us and promising they'll do better. And, I mean, hey, we know it's preseason. We know you guys are working hard. And just the fact that you're happy we were there makes us happy. So
we'll take every ounce of
it.
We tried to
get Jim to trade for number 3 on the other team because he was laughing at our jokes. And we're like, this guy gets it. We need this guy.
Well, no, we don't want that because then he'll laugh at our jokes instead of playing his best game.
Well, that's true. That's true.
We need focus out there.
Yeah. But, yeah, we are still waiting on a few key pieces to the team.
I know Johnny's still...
Johnny's rehabbing that, I believe it's his knee.
I think he tweeted today that he was coming home to St. Louis this week. So
He's supposed to make the trip this weekend. I don't think he's scheduled to play. I think he's still...
Just riding along.
Riding along, going to be there, so...
I doubt Tony will let him sit with us.
No. You never know.
We can't be responsible for what we do to that boy. That's all there is to it.
But he's excited to be on the podcast. He's excited about getting his scarf. He, him and Kyle are going to trade scarves.
Right.
And we're excited. Tyler Nichols, another one that has... Hey, Coda. Mitch's dog just walked in the room. Tyler Nichols, another player that has tweeted us. Alan, forgive me, I
can't pronounce it.
Don't know his last name. Alan has joined us on the Facebook and talked about some different things with us and, shown an interest in the Lulligans. So, we've got some things going. Also, might as well add now that Steve at FloodplainFooty, fpfooty.com, has been doing a kind of get to know your Lions. Mitch's dog is freaking me out, man.
Sniffing your balls.
Well, that's true. Maybe that's why he's freaking me out, because he's not. No, Steve
and
is...
And it's a she, so that makes it even more.
Awesome. Steve is doing some get-to-know-your-Lions players on Floodplain Footy. He's done Alan... I can't say this name. Bradovich.
How about LNB?
LNB. He's done Dean Lovegrove. He's done Ernad Kavaka.
How about we don't say Steve's done these guys?
Steve's had interviews with these guys and put them up on Floodplain Footy. Started out with Johnny Brown. Johnny's been helping him get in touch with some of the former players that are coming back, the guys that Johnny knows well. There has not been an official roster released yet. I think that has to do with some of our players still playing on their college teams.
That transition.
Yeah. They will be ours, but they're not officially ours yet, so they can't release that roster.
It shouldn't be much longer, though.
No.
Colleges are all letting out.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting middle of May, late May here. It's going to...
Seen a bunch of the people in the neighborhood coming home from college. So it's like, okay, that's sign. It's over.
Yep.
Our boys are coming home. We'll be ready to go.
And I know the Lions are working on their new website. Some people have been, noticing outages with the old website and thinking, they're going to launch the new one. It's a work in progress. They're getting that done.
Are they using, Okay, never mind. I was going to make bad web hosting
jokes.
Oh,
no. I don't know anything about the technical aspects of it. But
are they using Yahoo? Or
no, yeah, no. It's a GeoCities website.
GeoCities, that'll work. That's even funnier.
But no, they're going to, I'm sure it'll look nice and new and reflect some of the changes that are happening at the club, which we've hinted at before. Still no official word yet on when that's going to happen, but we expect it to happen soon. And if not, well.
Doesn't matter. We're still cool.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of good sponsorship going on.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a team that has been really, again, building it up the right way. Yeah,
they've got like 10 or more sponsors. I mean, it's not like.
Yeah,
it's, you know,
and they're not like Chico's bail bonds.
No, they're
legitimate business,
right? And they're not. It's not like all their eggs are in that one basket,
exactly.
Like that other team, who shall
Arsenal?
No, we've got many eggs that are broken. Lost, but no, they've got a plan and they're sticking to it and everything's good out there at Glavin Complex.
It's fantastic. It's better than good. Yep. I'm just so impressed and pleased. And the best thing is, and not to sound kind of egotistical about it, but fuck it, I will.
It's all because of you?
No. Well, okay. Since you said that, yes. No, but we deserve this.
Yeah.
We
as St. Louis soccer fans deserve
this.
Yeah.
The fans, this is what this area needs. You know, trying to jump big balls into the river doesn't work.
Yeah. I mean, yes, I'm sad we lost our Division II team, but
Division II is a mess right now, too.
Yeah. Division II is a mess.
I don't want to be part of that mess.
Right.
In hindsight, thank God.
And you know, there's nothing wrong with working your way up.
No,
and
it's the same with, you know, the new FC Wimbledon and all those kind of places.
Yeah.
You know, they start low, they work their way up.
And that's the romance of England soccer. I mean, we all think of Arsenal, we think of Liverpool, but, you know, it's the little places.
I don't think of Liverpool.
Well, okay, but, I mean, the big four, I mean, when you think of English soccer, but, you know, then you get to meet people like Blackpool Mike, who have supported Blackpool for years and years and years and years and years.
Teams
and
like
now,
Swindon Town.
Right.
And,
they earn their place up in the top. Not that promotion relegation is an option here, but, you know, let's support our small side. And
well, but in a way, though, it there will be. Because if you look at these teams, the two new teams in MLS this year, they've been effectively promoted.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
I
think that's how you get the attention of the bigger leagues, grow a strong product,
either on
the field or off the field, just as important.
Right.
I mean, you see them with the Timbers Army,
Sons of Ben,
you know, supporters have a large part to do with it. I'm happy that we'll be able to help Tony Glavin and whatever, you know, even if that's at this level or if he has ambitions to grow larger, if a supporters group will help them, I'm glad to be a part of that.
I agree. And I hope everybody else is too. I believe they are.
Yeah.
Seeing how many people we had coming out to the Piasaw games.
Yeah.
We're gonna
lose a few who were there for AC who think of this as lower level soccer, but that's or they feel burned by professional sports in general. And
they must be Blues fans.
Well, yeah. but I mean, I think we've got a strong group going forward.
That's the one thing I'm really proud of. We have a really good core of people.
Yeah.
If there's incidents, we handle them internally. We're going to take care of this stuff. We're going to grow as a group. It's so cool to be a part of. It really is. And when we got the scarves, I took one of them to work, hung it in my cube. I'm sure there's a lot of people walk by and are like, what the hell is this? Yeah. But occasionally, there's somebody that didn't know about it. There's a guy on the other side of the building who, you ought to go see Mitch's cube. He's got a soccer scarf. And then he said, you know, I'm a soccer fan. Oh, who do you support? Manchester United. Well, you're a pretend soccer fan. Go ahead, and get your panties in a bunch. But you know what I mean. You know, it's like, but that's the way that guy sees
it. But you're going to make a new fan that way.
Exactly. You know, that's a guy that has that familiarity, that knows how this works, that understands it. And, you know, if he comes out to two games this year,
right,
great. And if he doesn't, it's his loss.
Right.
But either way, the word gets out there very easily through us. You know, it's again, it's easy to bring people to these games. There's going to be extra tickets floating around. Don't be afraid to post and see if somebody has an extra ticket.
Yeah, if you've got a friend that you want to bring, and I mean, first of all, I mean, tickets start at $5, so that's nothing. But I mean, if you don't have $5 and you want to bring a friend, post. There'll be people with extra tickets. I know I have two season tickets. I know several other people have multiple season tickets. You know, we'll get you sorted. We'll, you know, buy it, or we'll figure out a way to make it happen.
This is, yeah, hey, this is a great opportunity, and, you know, let's do it. I mean, and again, there's not a lot of games either.
No.
As far as volume, so it's important to try to make everyone count. There'll be plenty of off time to have date nights and stuff like that on other days.
Yeah.
And for those of you that date, for those of you who don't, who support Manchester United, go to it. Yay. But no, it's get out there. We'll see you out there. It's going to be a good time. Let's do it.
So the home opener is Sunday, May 22nd.
Again?
Home opener is Sunday, May 22nd. So we need...
What time?
It starts at 5.
5 p.m.
5 p.m. We're going to be there probably a little earlier.
10 a.m.
10 a.m. We're going to be there waiting for Tony to unlock the gate.
We'll just climb the fence.
That's true. That's true. That's never stopped us before. So if you're listening to this podcast, please make every effort to be there. Unless you're, you know, one of our friends from like Matt Fox down in Tampa, who, you know, I will give him a little love right now. He's been wearing the St. Lilligan scarf to all the Tampa Bay Rowdy, I guess I should say Tampa Bay FC.
Yeah.
They're no longer the Rowdies, but they're still the Rowdies.
They're always going to be the Rowdies.
Matt's a great friend in the Ralph's Mob down there with Steve Holler. And, you know, he's been posting pictures of him in full Rowdy gear but holding up the Lilligan scarf. So that's kind of cool.
That's very cool.
We've got a friend in Seattle, Brent, who goes to some of the Sounders games. He's part of the Emerald City Supporters crew. He occasionally will flash that St. Lilligan scarf. Kind of cool. He has trouble wearing it because it's the same color as the Portland Timbers.
Yeah.
So I can give him a little bit of a pass on that, but.
But he can still, it's still cool to wear every now and then. We'll give you a pass, but yeah, you can still break it out every now and then, and it's okay too.
So.
Home opener. May 22nd.
Be
5 p.m. Sunday. Be there.
Yes. And.
As we
the season opener, reiterate that, the season opener is this Saturday. I don't know what the date is. I'm no good with numbers.
Well, today's the 10th.
Well, you do the math. And
I was told there would be no math.
We're going to take a road trip to Des Moines, which Mitch already mentioned. If you want to go on the road trip, haven't heard about the road trip till now, get a hold of one of us via one of our Facebook, and we'll... make arrangements to get you a ticket and try to work out some transportation for you. Right now, it looks like we're going to be caravanning a couple of minivans up there. So we didn't have enough to rent a van, which is cool. Well, I mean, we had enough to rent a van, but not enough people to pay for the van was the thing, you know.
It wasn't even enough people to pay for the van. It's enough people that could afford
what
it would cost.
Well, I called up and I said, I want Kiss's old van. And
Gene Simmons offered to sell it to you.
Yeah, I wanted the place to get busy in the back, you know.
The Kiss Army can only buy the blah, 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 blah.
I needed a waterbed. I needed a kegerator.
Stripper pole.
I don't know. There were four or five things that I needed, and for that van tour bus that was gonna be expensive.
But James Taylor's has the same and it's available.
Yeah. I was shocked, but you know. Anyway, so we are going to be carpooling for this road trip. Maybe we'll make another one in the future, see how this goes.
Yeah, there's plenty of places to go, too. We, you know, Des Moines,
Springfield is close.
Kansas City. I know the Kansas City supporters are wanting to bring it down. So
yeah,
we'll rock it with them.
Yep.
That's a nice little short trip too as well.
And then the other event that we have scheduled.
Well, let's talk about the home opener again, though.
Okay, talk about the home opener.
We're on a roll there.
That is our thing, yeah.
Because it's going to be big. You know, the Lions, again, they're working on ways to...
The Facebook event has, like, 50 people confirmed.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, I mean...
Is for, Pixie for, one of them?
Well, maybe.
Pixie needs to go.
Stupid bitch. If you don't know, Pixie's my dog. And I mean, look, I'm going to toss out the C word because this is sort of like the British version of it, not the American version. Don't get all hung up on the word.
It kind of is American.
My dog's a cunt. My dog, the worst dog ever. I mean, sweet, sweet, lovey little dog will kiss your face and then shit right in the floor.
Well, mind you, she did just eat the cat's poop.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, first of all, that kiss is going to taste like
cat ass.
Anyway, let's not talk about my dog. Dog has more friends on Facebook than I do.
Because she hasn't pissed off enough of them yet.
Yeah, and she's got a higher Bejeweled Plus score. So anyway, the home opener, Kyle created a Facebook event. We've got 50-some people that are planning on going. If you haven't confirmed on there, do so, just because it looks cool to have big numbers.
We'll be trying to keep it informed on there, too, as well, of what our plans are once we get closer.
Yeah, we're still working out the details as far as tailgating,
post-party,
where we're going to pre-party, where we're going to post-party. Yeah. They do serve beer at the Glavin Complex during games. Which
what is this beer that you speak of?
It's a magical elixir. It enables you to yell louder.
Cheese whiz?
Cheese jizz. I did not see any cheese whiz at the condiments stand. They had a nice hot dog. I had a nice hot dog
really?
Out there.
Good.
Yeah, good wiener. They
the
had
first time you've said that.
Nah, they have Monster energy drink.
Yay!
Some of my friends
proud
like,
sponsor
like
of the
St.
Louis Lions.
They have Budweiser products. Keith and Liz actually, God love her. She took up a little collection and marched over to the concession stand, which was kind of far away, and came back with a whole case of beer. So, I mean, I just, if you know Liz, you know she's, you know, 5 foot nothing. And she marched up to that counter, and I can just imagine her saying, "Yes, I'd like 24 beers, please." and then to see her walking back with a case, because about 5 minutes after she left, I was like, how is Liz going to carry all these beers that she's buying? But God love her, brought back a whole box. And
she is a resourceful person.
Keith, being the awesome boyfriend he is, waited until she got about 5 feet away from the stands.
Then went
and picked it up and then carried it back in like he was the hero.
Wow.
So, yeah. No, I kid Keith.
No, you don't.
No, I'm kind of kidding. Oh. I mean, it was a good move. I'd have done it.
Absolutely.
He looked like a hero. He was carrying the beer.
He figured it out.
Yep. Keith had a couple friends out there.
And she still likes him.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like a total dick
Good move. People. Good people. So, yeah, we're looking way forward to the home opener.
It's going
to
be awesome.
We're going to have a couple new banners hanging that we're working on.
We've got the white shirts on Objectivo.
Yeah, that's how much stuff we have to talk about. We didn't even talk about the white shirts. Matt from Objectivo, he shot me an email. It's been a month ago.
High five.
Yeah, high five to Matt. He's like, hey, almost out of the green shirts. You know, we're not going to do any more. What about the white? You want to do a shirt in white? And at first I said, I don't know. Let me talk to the guys. And he pretty much, you know, emailed me and said, well, look, I made one because I just wanted to see what it would look like and been wearing it around. I like it. I'm going to go ahead and put them up on the site. I said, well, that's
all right. It's decision made.
Yeah, cool. So they are available at Objectivo. Nice quality. American,
yeah, it's a thick shirt again.
Yeah, American Apparel. Very soft, very luxurious, and white. And the green this time's a little lighter, brighter green to match the Lions. So,
And it's a white shirt, so out in the middle of St. Louis sun.
Yes.
In July, it'll feel nice. When it's 98 degrees and 94% humidity, a white shirt will be very highly recommended.
Yep. So
it
yeah.
will show your stains, though, on it, so be
sure
when you're puking to get away from it.
Objectivo.com, and you can search for that various ways, but basically type in St. Lulligan and it should come up.
It is gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
So the last thing I think we need to cover,
Champions League. A little bit of serendipity here. We were talking about...
Is that an ancient wooden ship?
Yes. Related to the diversity.
Or is it a dragon?
Well, yeah, it's a dragon too, but I'm not using either of those instances of serendipity.
I don't speak Spanish.
Okay, well, anyway, we were talking about Champions League final, and it falls on a Saturday. They've moved them to weekends now, as you know. And the Champions League final, May 28th, same night as the, or same afternoon as a Lions game that evening. And usually we...
A Lions home game.
Lions home game. Usually we pick a bar to go to or somebody's house to go to and just kind of all get together and watch Champions League. Well, this time we were like, you know, we need to pick a place that's close to the Lions so we can watch the game, have some fun, bring anybody and everybody we know who is either A, a fan of soccer, or B, someone we'd like to convert to be a fan of soccer.
Or C, likes to drink.
Or likes to drink. To see this showcase of soccer. Really, the European UEFA Champions League has, I think, surpassed the World Cup as far as, like, a big event.
I could agree with to some extent.
I mean, as far as, because these teams play together, the national teams, sometimes you've got hodgepodges of players who, I mean, takes nothing away from the World Cup, but I get excited about every year seeing the Champions League final.
And I think in today's soccer as well, that the guys tend to play a little bit harder for their club.
Club
the
soccer
pain.
Has become so important.
Yeah.
So important.
I mean, in a way, it's kind of almost a European soccer Super Bowl in a way.
Oh, yeah.
The
yeah.
pomp and circumstance that surrounds it, the fact that they moved it to a weekend,
right.
So more people can watch
it. And this year, I mean, it doesn't always work out that you get the two best teams, but I think arguably this year you've got Barcelona, you know, Spanish champions and...
Dominating
team, you know, the core of that team won the World Cup for Spain. And then you've got Manchester United, who has made it, who looks like they're going to go on to win the Premier League in England this year.
And when they're on, look... equally
unstable. Right, right. And I mean, we're no Man United fans, but I mean, this is the game you want to see.
Without a doubt.
You want to see...
This Titans.
Right. So of the teams that were left, I mean, I love Jose Mourinho, but...
Be champions.
But Barcelona is a better team.
Absolutely.
And I think we're in for a beautiful game. So anyway, we're looking for a place to do the Champions League final that's close. A couple places fell through. On the way home from the preseason game against Nashville, Steve said, well, let's stop here at ITAP and have a beer before we go home. Got to chatting with the bartender. The bartender's like, you know, our owner's a huge soccer fan.
Really?
And he's been talking about trying to get some soccer fans in here.
And they have an excellent selection of beers.
They have 40 beers on tap. They have 500 beers in bottles. They have... the passport program, which is kind of like Growler's old thing where you get stamped and checked off. And
it's a reward system for our alcoholism.
Exactly. If you get so many, you get a T-shirt. If you get so many more, you get a plaque or whatever. So, you know, it's a challenge. They're
challenge
throwing it down.
Accepted.
Yeah. It's not that far from the Glavin Complex.
I hear it's near to a St. Louis tattoo company.
Very close to St. Louis tattoo company, where our friend Kyle likes to color.
When we get drunk enough at ITAP, we can kidnap somebody.
Yeah, Kyle's going to do my tattoo, so it might be that day. I don't know.
I'm going to say it's a bad idea.
I know, but he's good. His stuff is good.
He's also going to be drunk.
Well, yeah.
There's this thing called straight lines.
There's a chance I could bleed out on the table. But anyway, the next day, I emailed the owners of ITAP, got an email back like within an hour. Yes, yes, we'd love you guys to come out. We'd love to put the game on all of our TVs for you. We'd love to get your crew out here. So
awesome.
We're going to do a doubleheader that day. Not like you're thinking.
Oh.
Pippa.
Work with any other name.
We want everyone listening to this podcast to bring a newbie to the ITAP.
And mind you, when we say a newbie, it doesn't even have to be somebody technically a newbie. If they went to like one game AC and never made it back, get them to go.
Right. Bring anybody who like we said before, has any interest in soccer, has any interest in drinking, has any interest in just having fun. Those are my three categories. Yeah. So get them out there. We're going to watch the best of the best play the Champions League final. We're going to drink the best of the best beers. And then after that game, we're going to drink a few more beers. And then we're going to somehow get down the road. We'll probably have, you know, Mitch probably stay sober. Mitch will shuttle us.
Yeah, Brad, Kyle, and I will be the sober.
We're going to get a fleet of golf carts. And
Segways.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Can you imagine?
No. So anyway, then we're going to go. We're going to say, hey, guys, we all love to watch, you know, the best of the best play, but here's something even better. We're going to go right down the road, and we're going to watch live soccer.
Who won us there?
And at Glavin Complex that night, the Lions will be taking on the Springfield Demise, which some of you will remember. They have a PASL team that played the Piasaw, so I already hate them.
There's already that built-in hatred.
The only thing that would save it is if Justin Bieber, plays on the outdoor team,
that would be
awesome because Kyle wants to put him in his pocket.
He is fucking adorable.
He was fucking adorable. So anyway, so we're gonna have the best of both worlds. We're gonna have
the best soccer globally, and the best soccer locally,
live soccer. Which, you know, awesome, and with a team that wants us there.
We can parlay our drunkenness from ITAP into drunkenness at the Lions.
Yes.
And be sufficiently rowdied up.
And any of those new people you bring that day, if they don't like what we're doing after that day, then I don't want them.
And actually, if they're your friend, you probably want to disown them as a friend.
Yeah.
If it's a family member, don't see him at Christmas.
Because I'm saying if somebody comes to that day, has a few beers at the ITAP.
Preferably 8.
Yeah. And then comes out to the Lions and is having fun with us, yelling and screaming. I mean, think about, you know, the people that love to go to football games and tailgate, the people that love to go to Cardinals games and stop at, you know, McGuire's or one of the other little bars around there and have a few beers before or after the game. These are the kind of people that we want to come to the soccer games.
It's the same concept. It's a different sport, that's all.
Exactly. And
no less boring than baseball.
Once people get over the mental hang-up of soccer is boring, which, I mean, it was, you know, 2-1. Well, how many football games are 14-7?
Anybody been watching the Cardinals lately?
Yeah.
They win. If they win, it's 2-1. If they lose, they lose 19-1. But, you know, yeah, it's – and the thing is, too, it's not necessarily purely about the game at this point in time. It's about the environment.
Right.
And that's how you get to understand the game a little bit better. You may not know the full nuances, but once you're there with a bunch of other drunken idiots who can explain, well, this is why they're doing what they're doing, you'll see – wow, that was an incredible save. We have the Manchester City game on from
earlier
today. City Tottenham. A diving header to save a goal. Glorious.
This is professional. podcasting right here.
Yeah, we're
hold on, we're watching TV.
I mean, that was going in.
Yep.
Great play.
That's
that
what she
amazing.
Said.
Amazing.
Anyway.
Wow.
Sorry, had to.
It's all right. It's all right. I'm proud of you.
So we want home opener. We want you to bring friends. We want the Champions League final doubleheader with the Lions. We want you to bring friends. Basically, I want you to bring friend to as many games as you can.
And it's $5.
$5.
Get out of here.
Like I said, don't even have to be a big soccer fan. Let's make some new fans. Let's grow this movement. Let's try to double our size this year.
And the thing is, too, is that there's a lot of people, they played soccer as kids. Mm-hmm. They've got kids that are playing now. They know who the big, big teams are by SportsCenter. Last week, SportsCenter had one of the, well, I think it was Monday, five of their top 10 plays were soccer.
Yeah.
That's awesome. It's coming around.
Well, and MLS is getting so much better. I mean, just in the past 3 years, MLS has grown so much. Let's capture some of this zeitgeist in the community for soccer.
Did you read a thesaurus today? Zeitgeist and serendipity?
There was nothing else in the bathroom.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That's right. Let's make some new fans, and let's take them out to Lions Park and have some fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. I don't see how you could not like it.
Yep.
If you don't like it, go fuck yourself.
There it is. I mean,
I think I say that once a podcast.
I think you do.
That'll be my catchphrase.
Yep. Go fuck yourself.
I'm okay with that.
Yep. Kiss my ass.
Matt Brown's got kiss my ass, and go fuck yourself.
So there you go.
Wow, we covered a lot.
Yep.
So you're going to, and that's the other thing too, you're going to start hearing these podcasts a little bit more frequently as the season goes on.
Definitely. We're going to apologize right now that it's been so long. We had the Lost podcast, and after that.
Really, let's be honest, the Lost podcast kind of broke us for a while.
It took a lot out of us.
There was a lot of therapy though.
Yeah, and I mean, we needed to fully recover from that before we came back. So
I think I think that guest microphone still smells of failure.
Yeah, Old Spice and failure.
There you go. But we'll be getting a lot of podcasts coming. We're gonna get out to the park and interview some of the players and people involved. We're gonna talk to you guys at some points in time. There's a lot going on coming up here. The season is almost upon us. I mean, we are literally days away from the season. That's
the other thing we should mention. These first four games of the PDL schedule.
Terrible.
Well, aside from being kind of a scheduling nightmare with two starting off.
Let's just call it an ass raping.
Okay. Those four games, the first two in Des Moines and then the two back here being... I'm drawing a blank now. Doesn't matter. The first four games are part of the USL's qualification for the U.S. Open Cup.
Correct.
There are 9 divisions of the PDL. One team from each division qualifies for the U.S. Open Cup. So you play those four games to see who in your division it will be. So we're looking to get off to a hot start. Do really well in their first four games, and maybe we will go to the U.S. Open Cup.
Which would be fantastic. Because
And last year, just so you know, I mean, little AC St. Louis played the L.A. Galaxy in the U.S. Open Cup. So, I mean, you know, we're a couple of steps away from playing a big MLS club, and...
How awesome would it be if we got to play, like, the Kansas City?
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool.
Sporting Wizards.
The Sporting Wizards.
That's it. That's
Sporting Whiz.
The Sporting Whiz.
It's like Cheese Whiz.
You know, go to their new stadium.
Yeah, yeah.
Road trip the Lulligans out there to be
definitely a road trip that we would embark upon.
So let's give the boys that support they need to make this happen, Captain.
Yep.
But we've got that coming up. We've got all these games starting. It's time. There's no more excuses. There's no more waiting. It is here. It's time to move. Rally the troops. Get everybody going. Start working up your alcohol consumption to be able to stand out in those stands and not fall over.
Pick your sober chauffeurs for the games.
Well, yes.
You could do like a drawing of straws, you know.
Short man loses.
Exactly. Or get a friend like our friend Casey that doesn't drink and pay him to drive you. Tell him you'll buy him Monster and Coke and whatever he wants to drink.
Coca-Cola, sorry.
Yeah. Water, you know, whatever he wants to drink to drive you.
It's time. We need to get out there. We need to support the guys. They're ready for us. They want us. Let's do this.
Yep.
I think we've covered a lot of topics.
Yep. We did pretty good, just the two of us. And I only had two beers, so I'm not...
I only had one.
So, yeah, we stayed sober and we stayed on target.
And we weren't angry.
We weren't angry. We didn't talk about white walls.
We didn't get up and walk away to go to the bathroom.
Nope. Nobody threw their mic down and said, I'm out.
Nobody threw another person under the bus.
No one was tossed under a bus. Your dog, you know, came in the room but didn't bark.
Didn't violate you.
Didn't violate me.
She could have.
She was looking at me kind of funny.
It's because you got your legs spread.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
My kids were upstairs and quiet.
Yep. We were back at Lulligan 1 studio because John's not here.
God knows where he is.
So, yep.
It was a good day.
Good podcast.
In the words of Ice Cube. Maybe
boring, because I think all those things we just mentioned, people actually like. They like when Steve said white walls, and they... Yeah,
like when my dog violates you. And
yeah. Can we take a break now? Nope, just ride it out. You know.
Let her finish.
Yep. So.
I think we've covered it all.
Yep.
Like I said, we'll try to get another one out to you real soon here to get everybody pumped up for the home opener.
Maybe after we get back from the road trip, maybe we can do a podcast. I mean, review. Not that night.
No, that would be a bad idea.
That'd be stupid. Well, although we will have, maybe I'll bring the digital recorder and we can record it in the van on the way back.
That might be bad as well, too, because people are going to want to say things.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Okay.
Anyway.
Cool.
Thanks for joining us. Sorry it's been so long, but now that the season is getting near, we'll do it more often.
We know you missed us.
Yeah.
We're back.
Yeah, well, we didn't go anywhere. You just couldn't hear us.
We hid.
Yeah.
Yep.
We tucked it, taped it. Okay, we're out.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Get out to the Lions games. Peace out, bitches.
My name's Tony. Thanks for all you showed.